it up.
The part that you sometimes people used to eat, some of them did anyway. Inside of hogs and things like that, and they used to clean them with a
chitlin.
Okay. Now, if it's time to feed the stock and do the chores, you say it's time. You say it's what kind of time? It's
feeding time.
Okay. How do you call cows?
Sook.
Okay.
Sook cow.
Okay. How about calling a calf?
What?
How about
okay?
Okay. What do you say to a mule or a horse to make them go left and right?
Haw and gee.
Okay. Which one's which?
Well, a gee is right and haw is left.
Okay. How do you call horses or mules or something like that to get them out of the pasture? You ever call them anything like you said, two calf or a calf?
You whistle, don't you?
Okay, maybe
you
did a whistle
problem.
Okay. How do you get a horse to speed up? What do you say?
To hit it. Or get up. Get up.
Okay. How about to make you stop?
Wool.
What would you call hogs to feed them?
That's what I'm calling them. Piggies, I guess. Piggies.
Piggies, okay. How about sheep?
I don't know about sheep.
You don't call them.
No.
How about chicken?
What do you call them, too? Chicken, 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 chicken. That's the way they call the chicken.
Okay. If you want to get the horses ready to go somewhere, you say, I want to, if you're going to fix them up, you're going to, you know, to make them where that you can take them somewhere to drive them and plow them and so on. You say, I want to
gear up the horses.
Okay.
Down.
Okay. What do you hold in your hands when you're driving a mule?
Line.
If you're riding a horse, what do you guide him with?
Same thing, line. Rein. Rein, you call them.
What do you put your feet in if you have a saddle when you're riding horseback?
Stirrups.
If you have two horses, the horse on the left is called, you know, or the mule. Maybe it would be the same to mule. If you plow with two mules, what do you call the one that walks in the furrow? Do you know? Okay. If something is not right near at hand, you say it's just a little something over there. Over. It's just a little
farther.
Okay, but if it's not right here, it's just a little over there. It's a little
closer.
Okay. If you've been traveling and have not finished your journey, you might say that you had a before dark. You got, you're not quite there. So you've got a little blank before dark.
A little time before dark,
Oh, you're not quite there, you got a little
more time.
If something's very common and you don't have to look for it in a special place, you say that you can find that just about
anywhere.
Okay. If he slipped on ice and fell down, this way. You say he fell
backwards.
Okay. If he fell this way.
Forward.
Did you catch any fish? No. Blank a one. No.
Not a one.
Mm-hmm. A schoolboy might say of a scolding teacher, why is she blaming me? He's not the one that's wrong, he thinks.
I'm right.
Okay, but he said, I'm wrong. He doesn't think he's made a mistake and the teacher's getting on to him. He says, I'm wrong.
Right.
Okay. But if he was wanting to tell what he was not, he'd say, I'm
not.
Okay, not wrong. Somebody apologizes for breaking your record and you say, that's all right, I didn't like it.
Anyway.
A crying child might say he was eating candy and didn't give me
any.
Now that boy's spoiled. When he grows up, you might say he'll have his trouble. Now he's spoiled, so when he grows up, you might say he'll have his trouble.
with other folks.
Okay.